Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find our show, the live, the replay, and the individual archives of every interview that I do. You can find that right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can stream them with an MP3. You can actually podcast them if you want. Will allow you to do that. You can take fair use possession of our interviews, use them to your advantage, use them to your little heart's content. And so all those are available. In fact, when we rebuilt the technology, we didn't just create it for the new shows from that point on. We actually went back and redid every one of them. Every show that I've done since 99, I say every show, many of them are there. There's a little bit of a gap in there, but there are about over 4,000 archives of past interviews that we've done. So hope you'll check those out. Also, there are thousands of articles, and the blog is there, which we update every weekday. The newsletter is there where you can subscribe to it. We send it once weekly. So check that out when you get a chance. Also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. We've anticipated your questions, and we have answers waiting on you. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend. She's the author of, many of you out there, especially ladies, know her as the very important author of the New York Times bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul. Also, Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul. There are two versions of that. She also is the author of The Soul of Success, which we've talked about right here on the show. And she has a new Chicken Soup book out, Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. She's our good friend, Jennifer. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
I'm so proud of you for all the work that you've done helping people find balance in their life. It's really, the work that you do is important, Jennifer. When I started doing my show almost 10 years ago, I wanted to make sure that we got people like you on the show, because I know that for small business owners, if all you do is chase the almighty dollar, number one, you probably won't be successful, and number two, you certainly won't have as much fun.
Isn't that the truth? And it's something I work on myself all the time.
We all have to, don't we?
Yes, I think so. And so it was really a great joy for me to be able to put together this collection, because it really gave me a chance to share a lot of the wonderful, wonderful things that I've been given, a lot of the wisdom that I've been exposed to along the way.
Well, you know, one of the things I like talking about, and I was talking about it before you came, Jennifer, is that I have known business owners who had everything, all the critical factors that you need in a small business, all the classic fundamentals, who failed. And then I've known people who didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
And they succeeded, but it was because of their attitude. The only difference was because of their attitude and how they treated other people and how their attitude was about life. I mean, there's, especially in a small business. Now, you know, maybe General Motors doesn't have to worry about this too much, but small business owners, if you can't deal with humanity, with your people and your customers, you're not going to make it.
Gosh, that is so true. And Jim, what you just said resonates so beautifully with the message of Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, because, you know, when I was really reflecting on the title for the book, the question that I kept asking myself was this: why is it, Jennifer, that you feel your life is so rich? The circumstances are clearly not always great. There are ups and downs. There is pleasure and pain. There is good and bad. There is light and dark. There are all these polarities. But why is it that I feel so happy about my life, in a sense? Why is it that I love my life, even though the actual content is not always great? It's not fun going through a divorce, you know, as your listeners know. I mean, just as one example. And the answer that came to me was exactly what you said. It's what I bring to my life, to every single set of circumstances that makes it feel rich. Because my experience is that when I can bring honesty and presence and simplicity to life, that it really can be very rich no matter how trying the challenges are. It's the attitude that you're talking about.
When I started using, and well said, Jennifer, when I started using the concept of a journey for my life, my world got a lot easier. Mm. When I realized that I was actually on a journey of faith in my religion, I was on a journey of understanding in my you know, education and not only, you know, formal education. I actually didn't understand this when I was getting my formal education, but for my education in business and the fundamentals that we all have to have. You've got to practice the fundamentals if mm-hmm. you're going to be good in any profession. Mm-hmm. But the journey of understanding and learning, but then also this journey of being part of the human race. And when you use the concept of a journey, I mean, think about it. Make a trip. Make a 500-mile trip. Some roads are good. Some roads are not good. You got bad drivers out there, and you got bad food and good food. It's a lot of stuff, and you just have to learn how to roll with it, don't you?
You really do, and that is such a wonderful metaphor. And in fact, one of the lessons that I talked about really goes into this concept of life being a journey and not the destination. You know, as trite a metaphor as that may seem, I think that, you know, one of the things I tried to do, Jim, with this book was to really address some major themes that are common to all human experience, like the one you've just spoken about. So, for example, as part of being human, I think that we're all trying to find the place where we belong, you know, how to be comfortable in the world. We all can really use some wisdom about how to become fearless, you know, how to garner courage in times of stress and fear. I think that all of us can benefit by really learning what it means to be true to ourselves. You know, that's another very common expression in life. But what does it really mean when you learn how to be completely, ruthlessly honest about your own life? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, another theme that I particularly love is the one of getting beyond right and wrong. Because as you said, you know, as you're going through this journey of life, there are good things and there are bad things. But what happens if we're able to have an aha experience and slip through the crack of polarity? Ooh, it's delicious.
She's talking about polarity, folks. We're going to have to come back to that one right after these messages. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us. I'm sorry, 20 after. 20 after. I'll tell time correctly in a minute. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it really is 23 after, folks. I don't know where this comes. Some of this stuff comes from, but when you do this as much as I do, sometimes it just, you know, you just kind of go off your beam a little bit. You'd think I'd be able to tell time after all these years, but I actually have the. I mean, it is official, folks. It's 23 minutes and 41 seconds after the hour. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, who likes to laugh at me almost as much as I do. And she's the author of the new book, Outstanding Chicken Soup for the Soul book, Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. And Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen's name is right below Jennifer's name in the book, folks. And I know, Jennifer, that their mothers are so proud of them for having that, because they finally have come to the big time now being associated with you.
Thank you, Jim. I'll tell my mother you said so.
You be sure to tell him I said that. I'm sure she looked at that and said, well, who are those other guys?
Right.
Tell us about the book.
Well, one of the ways that it's different from a normal Chicken Soup for the Soul book, Jim, is that it's part of a new line of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books called Life Lessons, and this is just the third one. The first one was Life Lessons for Women. The second one was for Busy Moms. This one is for men and women. I think that the Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live is not restricted in any way to any, you know, particular audience.
It's a little bit of a feminine book, though, Jennifer.
Well, it has a beautiful, inviting cover.
It does.
But I'm not being critical.
I just wanted guys, you know, I'm telling you, you need to pick the book up too. And thank you for not putting a little rose on the front, Jennifer.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it's not pink, folks. It's a beautiful jewel tone, kind of a purple jewel tone on the cover. So guys like that too. So, but go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, this book is also filled with stories from men as well that I think are just incredibly moving. And although the themes are universal, you know, I definitely have some wonderful stories that deal with important questions for people in business. You know, like how do you make ethical decisions when your livelihood is at stake, and how do you overcome fear when you're losing your job or afraid of speaking up for yourself or afraid of alienating your boss or coworkers? And the format for the Life Lessons books is that we start out by talking about the life lesson, then we have a very powerful and moving story, and then in my book there's a little pause and reflect section at the end of each lesson for people who would like to really explore the theme and try to apply it to their lives. And I'll give you an example, because I have an amazing story from well-known Susie Orman. In the chapter whose theme is To Thine Own Self Be True, there's a life lesson that's just simply called Tell the Truth, and then there's another life lesson that's called Tell the Truth About Money. And in this one, Susie Orman's story is the illustrating story about how when she was very young, her father's chicken shack caught on fire. And everybody escaped the building, but suddenly he realized that his money was inside. And to everyone's horror, he ran back into the building, came out with the cash register that he had not been able to open inside because it was too hot. And as he dropped it to the ground, the skin came off his chest and arms with it.
Wow.
And I feel like, you know, this was one of those sort of heart-stopping moments, those time-stopping moments that I think the book is really filled of when you hear Susie Orman say, that was the moment that I learned that money was more important than life.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she went on to Wall Street. Her single focused purpose in life was to become so wealthy that, you know, she would never have to worry about anything until one day she had the blessing of waking up and realizing that all the money she had made was not bringing her happiness.
Right.
And at that point, she began to explore her relationship with money and really taught me something about telling the truth about money. So that's an example of the kind of thing we have in the book.
Well, and it's really well done, and that's a very powerful story. And one of the things that I remind my audience about when they're thinking about starting a business, and one of the things that's on people's mind when they do that is, you know, maybe I'll get rich. And I say that's a good idea. That's a good goal. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm a capitalist, you know, through and through. But I just remind them that if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
Yeah, that's really beautiful, Jim. And you know, I think that so many self-help books today promote this constant search for things to do, have, or be that will make us happy and change our circumstances for the better. But I think that one of the things that I've tried to do is really present material that will catalyze breakthrough shifts in the reader's consciousness. This is not about, you know, necessarily giving somebody new techniques to go out and build a more successful business. It's something that will provide those aha experiences, those moments of insight where we really break free of the past and then suddenly just have this clean slate for new imprinting and new creativity and new learning and new behavior.
Folks, the book is called Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. Jennifer, I love the way you've alternated these life lessons and these testimonials by all these very smart people, men and women, ladies and gentlemen, as she said. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is the author. She's our good friend. I'm very happy to say, Jennifer, congratulations on another outstanding work. Hope you'll come back again real soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. Love to all your listeners today.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break, right back with RKC and Cuddy. He and I got some important stuff to talk about, too. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.